Kalim chapter 3, Mishnah 3, Chavis Shnikva Vasab Zephis. If a jar was pierced and you repaired it with pitch, right? It gets a hole in it and he puts pitch there to seal it up. And then Vinishbara, and then it breaks. So Im Yeshba Makama Zephis Machazik Revis. If the shard that breaks off with that repaired hole in it can contain a revis, Matama, it's still considered Tama. Because remember, it has to be pure. In order for it to be pure, it's got to be broken completely, that it can't hold liquid anymore. So even though it had a hole and the hole was repaired, that doesn't make it now, you know, it's still considered a proper vessel. Bibnashlo bitl shame klimale, because it never shed the term utensil. You fixed up the hole, it remained as a utensil, and even though it's now broken, it can hold a revis, so it's still considered a utensil. It hasn't lost its name, utensil. But cheresh nikva vasu bezefes. But if the shard, right, it broke and you've got a shard now that can hold a revis. So the shard is still considered a utensil. Now it gets a hole in it afterwards, right? Afal pi mechazik revis. Even though it could hold a revis before it got a hole in it, tar, it's now pure. Mimnashi batal shem kli malav. Because when it gets a hole in it, even if you seal the hole afterwards, the sealing doesn't make it a vessel again. It doesn't regain its name of being a complete utensil if you repair that hole after it's broken.